This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Canada sucks. Here on a Friday morning, the snow falling. It's pretty nasty out there. Canada sucks.
Oh my gosh. By the way, it is still snowing a lot.
Yeah, it's coming
I think
down.
It's supposed to taper off at 8 a.m. this morning.
I heard noon.
Oh, you heard noon?
Yeah,
now?
That's okay. What they said a few minutes ago,
wow.
Noon.
All right.
Probably another couple of inches on top of what we already have.
Stay home. Say.
Yeah, so it's pretty nasty out there. I'm glad you came to your senses. And this weather kind of helped on that, you know? And I like it. I like it because yesterday...
It's not a complete change. I don't know yet.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm going to talk you into it because I am the king of common sense. And I tried to tell you yesterday that you were loony. You're out of your mind.
No.
Your son has you in a direction that you don't need to go when it comes to vehicles.
That's because he lives in California now.
Yeah, yeah. He's turning all liberal.
Well, I don't... What? My kid is not liberal.
No, okay, listen.
I mean, that he's nothing either.
He's nothing. That's a good description,
he's
I guess.
Switzerland.
All right, so yesterday.
Is Switzerland still cool like that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So, right,
yeah,
anyway.
I've not been there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. All right, but yesterday you were loony. You were talking out of your mind.
I wasn't. I was actually
were joining a cult yesterday.
It's a lifestyle, and it's called electric vehicles. EVs is what it's
a
called.
Cult.
It's Carson has one. Slacker has one. I talked to Slacker. He said he loves his, and he's on his second one because the first one, I didn't know it got destroyed in the Red Rocks hail damage.
That was some massive hail.
Yeah, it was totally bad.
Just shows how tender they are.
Are you kidding? People
it was
like
baseball size.
People had head wounds. That was horrible. Remember that? Oh my god, that was awful. Anyway, So I was like, okay, maybe I'll get a car, the EV, whatever, blah blah blah. And then I like the Tesla. I like the look of this new one. It's the rollout edition or whatever, the Y2K or whatever.
The new model's way better.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking at it. I was like, yeah, that's cool. Well, then I post a picture of the tunnel, and I'm like, oh my god, my friends have taken 6 hours to get to the tunnel, and they're just at the tunnel, and it's taken 6 hours from Denver to the tunnel, and they're not even on the other side yet.
Right.
And then people started hating me, saying, well, I bet you wish you were in a Tesla. Though I hope they weren't in a Tesla. Hope they weren't in an EV. What are they, walking? And people started hazing me, and I was like, maybe this EV thing isn't
mm-hmm.
But then wait, there's more. You ready?
Yep.
So then yesterday, this is like a sign from God. So then it comes out that 22 fully functioning charging stations at 11 locations on the campus in Denver's western suburbs are being shut down.
Shut down.
By the
completely.
Government. Yeah.
Why is that?
The email sent from a GSA official says some will be taken offline within the next week and others will be shut down once contracts are canceled. Neither government-owned vehicles nor privately-owned vehicles will be able to charge at these charging stations once they're out of service. It says it is no longer the priority of the government. Under the Biden administration, the GSA had helped other federal agencies procure thousands of electric vehicles, and they promised to, you know, build all these infrastructures where to charge them, and now that's all squashed.
Yeah, I understand all across America where it could be squashed, but I would think Colorado, like California, continues on this path of EVs. So I'm a little surprised for Colorado, to be honest, because Polis, he's a big-time electric guy, right?
The Trump administration has also cut federal dollars meant to build electric vehicle chargers across the country, including in Colorado.
Yep. Ooh. All right, there you go. Yep. Going to cut them out. Yeah. So with that being said, are you no longer going to be a part of the cult? Are you still waffling on this? What's going on with you?
I'm waffling. I'm looking at this Chevy Tahoe RST.
What's the RST?
It's fast.
Is it electric?
No.
Okay.
No, it's gas.
It's a gas guzzler?
Yeah, yeah.
Get it.
The RST.
Go for it.
I think it means really stupid and tough.
Really stupid and tough.
How about really speedy tough?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I never know what, like, all the S's and all the F's and all the, you know, like the G, you know, whatever.
I don't even think they know what it means.
Yeah,
they're
like,
put it on there.
Hey, let's build the Chevy Tahoe RST really speedy and tough.
Some people could make the argument, if you're stuck for 6 hours on the highway, what about gas? You could run out of gas or whatever.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. You can always get off and get gas. There's a lot of places to get gas. There's not a lot of places to charge up your vehicle. That's part of the problem. As you just read, with these stations going down, it makes it even more difficult. I just believe, in my own opinion, and again, it's just my opinion, but I am the king of common sense, that Colorado is not an EV state. It's just the terrain here, the way it's laid out. It just doesn't work here like it could in other states.
Well, what about the hybrids? You know, like the Highlander.
I've heard the hybrids are awesome.
My girlfriend has a Highlander and a Toyota, and she's at 300,000 miles, and she loves it.
No kidding.
300,000 miles, yeah, still going.
Because
she's
like
never
charges,
had one problem.
It like charges the battery using gas, which is cool.
Yeah. So, it's called, it's the Rally Sport Truck from Chevy.
I will say you've come to your senses somewhat this morning. I mean, you've not made a total commitment to getting out of that whole EV thinking, but I do admire the fact, I'm just thanking God that this snow happened, because the snow is what changed the cult for you. You know, God sent a message, he really did, and he said, Jamie White, let me show you. Here's all this snow, and this will change your mind.
So what happens if you run out of battery in your Tesla on I-70? You just pull over, and then you what?
You walk.
And you call for assistance, and then they can't get to you to charge you because they're stuck in traffic, too. So you're just pissed off at the world.
They call that S out of luck.
Yeah, right? I have some breaking news. Spadil, maybe you can check it and see if for sure. But I'm getting breaking news that Jeffco just called it. They were on like a 2-hour delay, but now I got a breaking news that they just called school.
They need to.
They do need to.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my house, and I lived in Jeffco, it's probably 15, 16 inches of snow
crazy.
Right now.
Crazy, yeah.
It's really, really dangerous out there.
But don't take my word for it yet, because I don't have, like, it's not.
And you would think Jeffco would be one of the counties that would go first, you know, instead of a Douglas County or whatever. Well, but Douglas County, too. It's got terrain.
Douglas has a ton of rural, and so does Jeffco.
So does Jeffco. And, yeah, you would think that this morning would be, I mean, this is one of the worst snowstorms we've had in a while.
Yeah.
Jeffco is closed.
I could see that happening for sure.
I also have I-70 eastbound, westbound road closed between exit 205, US 6, Colorado 9, Silverthorne. If you are going towards the mountains at all, go to CDOT, and they have all the closures there for you, and you can get alerts.
The only directions you can go this morning that you're not going to have a problem is really going north and going east. If you go east toward Kansas, it's not so bad. You got some snow out there. But going north, they say there's nothing by the time you get to Fort Collins.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's crazy.
But I will say it's a mess down here.
Yeah.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget the weekend tickets coming up 7:45 to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Canada sucks. Canada sucks. BJ and Jamie. Did you watch the game last night, Jamie?
No.
Me either.
No, but I do know this. You should have taken the bet.
Yeah, you missed out.
What was the bet? The bet was I was going to take Canada?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it, though. You know, it's not even worth $100 to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all...
I got the $100. That's good.
All right, so you're paid,
you
right?
Did. Yep, I
should. All right, well, Spadell, I guess, won money on Canada, which is, he's a trade turncoat.
Yeah.
So is Carson. Carson rooted for Canada last night.
I did.
And Canada wins in overtime, and I'm not real happy about it because I think they suck.
I will say it was a great game. Right. It was awesome. Like it doesn't matter if you're a hockey fan, you love that game.
I thought you were going to watch, so Jamie.
No.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday that you were going to tune into the game.
I don't think so.
You didn't tune in at all?
No. I was Southern Charm was on.
Oh. Southern Charm?
Yeah, Southern Charm was on. They were at the Bahamas. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were in the Bahamas.
Really?
Yeah, and then this girl that Shep really likes, this really cute girl, she totally blew him off, and he's just dumbfounded because he gets all the girls, and he can't believe that this girl does not like him. And she's she's not that into him, and now he's all sad in the Bahamas.
Oh, I wish I'd seen Southern Charm.
I know.
All right, so Carson, yesterday they're saying that the lady that sang the national anthem for Canada, she changed up the lyrics to take a slam at the U.S.
She did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? I missed the opening anthem.
All I know of Oh Canada is that part. Oh Canada.
Our home and native land.
I think she added something like Trump sucks or something.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
To her song. That's
awesome.
What I heard. I heard that she changed it up, though, and that people were really upset with her, and they booed. And
well, you can't change a national anthem.
I will say, no, you're not supposed to, are you? To take a slam in another place?
That's not cool for her
country.
No,
it's not cool.
Yeah.
That's why Canada sucks. I'm telling you. But I saw the crowd last night. It was in Boston, and it looked like it was about 50-50 Canadians.
Did it?
There was a lot there.
There were a lot there last night.
Canada kind of Canada's where my son was conceived.
He was.
In Whistler.
Wow.
Yep.
Fun facts with Jamie.
Now.
Yeah. Yep, that's where he was conceived, in Whistler, Canada.
You know, it was hard for me to take it serious last night because every player there works in America. So it was just weird.
Yeah,
that
is weird.
And I didn't watch any of the other tournament. Yeah. I only saw bits and pieces last night, but it didn't seem like a USA versus Canada type of match because, I mean, you had three Avalanche people that were on the Canada team.
Are they double passport, what do you call that, dual citizenship people?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, they make their money here in the U.S.
I know. Yep. Why are we talking like this?
Because I'm mad. Because I'm mad.
I'm with you. I support this madness.
All right, we lose. Yeah, we lost.
Sorry about that.
It is it is a shame that she had to change up the lyrics, so that's wrong. That's just mean.
Do you know what she did?
Yeah, I can't believe she did that.
I mean, Spadell,
are you looking into it?
Yeah, so there's a part of the song that says, "True patriot love in all of us command," and she changed it to, "True patriot love that only us command."
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
what a slam.
Man.
I don't think I get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, well. All it's right. Wrong. Yeah. It's wrong. Whatever it was she did, it was wrong.
Just awful.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, I think a snowstorm on a Friday is a good thing. I really do, because it makes for a 3-day weekend for a lot of people.
Well, that is true.
That's kind of cool.
I was thinking we should take some bets.
Okay.
And everybody should do this at your own work if you have to go to work. How many people will show up?
Oh.
I would say less than 50%.
No. I mean, like, literally number. I need a number. I'm going to say, besides us, I'm going to say Mike.
Here?
Yeah, just Mike.
No, he's out of town.
I think he comes back yesterday.
Tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah,
okay.
He comes back tonight.
All
no,
right.
He's not going to make
all
it.
Right, well,
I don't know if the big guy will make it.
No.
Micah, doubt if he makes it.
No.
Powerball Pete, we know he can't make it 6 days of the week, so he's not going to be here for sure.
So I'm saying nobody, but just
I would
us.
Say nobody. I would say nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much empty. But I think most places, if you're in Jefferson County or you're in Douglas County, stay home, because a lot of the complexes with the government buildings and all that, they've already called it for the day. So
Well, I'm going out to the Gaylord to that fly fishing expo after I leave here, so I hope that's still going on.
I think you're going to be okay going that way.
Okay, all right, yeah. Good.
So
solid.
I think you'll be okay, because if you go east from here, then you're in a lot better shape than going west.
You guys want to go fly fishing expo with me at the Gaylord?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I've never been fly fishing, so I don't know anything about it.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't want to go out there and act stupid, you know?
No.
Because you look stupid if you don't know what they're doing.
You could learn.
Dude, I put a kayak on top of my truck. I don't know how to kayak.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a real talent to fly fishing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
is
I mean, it's pretty, it's intimidating to me.
Yeah, well, it's not, it's really, if I can do it, you can do
you
it.
You know, walking up to just a body of water with a fishing pole or something, not so intimidating, but fly fishing, well, you got to put on the waders.
It's an art.
Yeah, it's an art. I think it is, though.
It is, no, it is.
It's like ice fishing. There's an art to that, too.
Yeah, so anyway, and then there's a bunch of stuff closed. Jeffco just called out. I wonder if they're embarrassed because they called out 2 hours delay.
And I
now
think
they had
so.
To bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the person that said 2 hour delay? They're sitting at home going, oh, I hope it stomps.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're like,
oh, I'm going to have to. Oh, I'm going to look really stupid when I call out. Oh.
Well, yeah, especially because parents had to make all these different plans for a 2 hour delay. And now they have to make other plans because now they're at home.
And not only that. But Douglas County beat you to it,
well,
okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really what
Shame.
Gets you if you're the Jeffco person, okay?
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, oh, they knew. They knew. They made the right call. I made a stupid call, and now I look dumb. I look dumb. So it's a kind of a competition between Jeffco and Douglas, I think.
I don't know. But anyway, that and then I unfortunately, I'm set up for I-70 alerts from CDOT. And I'm telling you, it's like every 5 minutes, they, brah, 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 you guys hear my alerts, right? And it goes off in like different sections as the I-70 keeps getting closed and open, closed and open.
Ugh. Impossible day to go to the mountains.
It's, yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
Bad.
Because it started this morning at like 4 o'clock. They shut down I-70 westbound at C-470 right there at Golden.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even go up the hill. And you got to figure that it's really backed up now. And I know for a fact, they showed the tunnel just a few minutes ago, and it's bumper to bumper, and it goes for miles, like 15 miles or so. It's a lot.
And don't forget, you're not supposed to pass the snowplows. And I watched people try to pass the three snowplows on 925. And the lead snowplow guy, he was not having it. And he'd just take his little plow and he'd turn it real fast and like just like tell the driver, don't you dare, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they get in a battle with you, they're going to win.
They will win.
They're going to win. They'll shove you right off the highway, man.
They will.
I wonder if they ever call the police. I wonder if anybody ever gets up next to them or starts to pass them and they get on the radio and go, can we get a trooper over here, please?
Well, it'd take a while for them to, I mean, because it's so deep today and crazy, but I bet, so. I mean, that guy was not having it. He literally turned his whole truck and the shovel into that that Escalade.
I'll bet you they rat you out.
Probably so.
Maybe get your tag number or something, you know, be on the lookout for this person.
Don't you feel like you could be a snowplow driver, though?
I
feel like I could do that.
I feel like it'd be awesome.
I do, too. Like, way above everybody. Like, go ahead and mess with me. I'll run your ass over. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having a Zamboni on the highway.
It is.
Pretty cool.
It is.
All right, it's a BJ and Jamie morning show. We'll get to tabloid trash. Coming up outside, it is cold. It is snowy. It is slick.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Be careful.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What time are we giving away the weekend tickets?
In about 15 minutes. Yep.
Sorry. Okay. Man! Somebody said the sun's coming out in Douglas County.
Get out of here.
Not here at DTC.
Nope. Yeah.
Nope. It is gloom and... Wait, doom and gloom. That's what it is. All right. As BJ mentioned, Canada beats Team USA on Connor McDavid's overtime goal in Four Nations face-off championship. Team Canada took home the victory in the Four Nations face-off final, winning 3-2 against Team USA. Oh, so sad. It's just so sad.
They cheated.
They did?
I don't know.
No.
Oh.
I heard the refs cheated. That's what I heard.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah. For that touchdown?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. We've all been duped again. So this time it's with Drake. I don't know if y'all saw the story where a drone came over Drake's penthouse in Sydney, Australia. A drone was seen peeking into Drake's penthouse. Drake comes outside and then he swats the drone with his flip-flop. Well, now we know it's a promo for a casino.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I thought it was real.
It smelled like a rat from the beginning.
I didn't think so. I thought it was real.
You did?
Yeah, I did. But, oh well, another one bites the dust. What was the other one? The girl yesterday, the girl that said she was divorcing her husband because he booed Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
That one was fake too, friends.
Fake.
Yeah, it says Drake later shared a screenshot from the video to Instagram where he did a nod to the online casino stake, writing, "The stakes are high, but so am I." And, you know, he's high up in the penthouse. And, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
stakes are high.
Just one more of those son of a... Has he ever talked about the halftime show? Has he made any comments?
I don't think I've seen a statement from him at all.
Yeah, I don't think he addressed it.
That's probably best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Speaking of which, with all these song people, these singers or whatever, BJ just told me that P. Diddy's counsel quit.
Yeah, his lawyer quit. Something major is broken with that because he walked away with a weird statement. He says, "Under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs."
Wow, I wonder what that is.
I don't know. It's breaking news right now saying Diddy's faces a fresh crisis as his lawyer, Tony Rico, he quits with a very mysterious statement.
Wait, what was the statement again? Sorry.
He says, "Under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs."
He's found out something else.
Something's popped up. I don't know if it's a video, something that he just cannot defend.
Oof. He said he is not going to provide any details.
Wow.
Well, he can't really because client, you know, lawyer privilege. But yeah, there's something really fishy about this. You know what? Sean Combs is never going to get out of prison, folks. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
There's too much baggage here. There's too many crimes.
I wish I knew what it was.
I mean, I can't even tell you how many crimes he's accused of.
Yeah.
Or I mean, the list has to be 40.
Well, I saw a TikTok or something yesterday, and one of the guys was saying, you know, the prosecution, they haven't even told us what's in the baby oil. He said, if you notice what their statement was, we have found 1,000 bottles of what appear to be baby oil, but we know now, I mean, that was just the prosecution's line, but we know now that they probably tested it, and probably each individual baby oil had drugs in it. To knock people out.
They're saying GHB was in the bottles.
1,000 of them. So not only do you have like that, but who's your drug person? How did you get that much that many drugs in your house?
Now, I don't know if that's illegal, though.
GHB?
Is it?
Super illegal.
Is it illegal?
Absolutely.
Where do they get it?
I don't know how they make it, but it's... Walmart. Yeah,
and it's a date rape joke.
It is, right?
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but he said it's just interesting because they haven't even said yet that it's in there. They've just said what appears to be baby oil. So they already knew.
Yeah. His trial comes up in May. But this guy's going, he's going to be in the slammer forever.
You know, you have kids and stuff and they walk into your room and, I mean, do they not go, "Dad, what the hell are there 1,000 bottles of baby oil in here for?"
Seriously.
Like, what are we doing here? What's...
I don't know. What a fall from grace, though.
But then again, I go to BJ's house and there's 2 gallon bucket of coconut butter.
Yeah. It's legal. You can get it at Costco. Hot.
I still think that's funny that you guys bought a bucket of coconut butter or whatever it was.
I think my wife threw it away, though.
Oh.
I haven't seen it lately.
Were you guys just gonna like get all crazy together?
The bucket was in the pantry. No, she got on this kick about coconut butter and how it, in your diet.
Oh,
and it fizzled fast.
I thought you guys were gonna take the sheets off the waterbed.
Oh, like a slip and slide.
Well, that's a different butter. Not coconut.
Land of Lakes.
Yeah, Land of Lakes.
That's crazy. All right, what do we think about Jessica Simpson and her new album coming out? I saw some snippets of it yesterday, and it's supposed to be her revenge album. They're saying it's a lot like Jagged Little Pill from Alanis Morissette because it's very raw about her relationship with her ex-husband, Eric Johnson. They broke up last year. She said she's bearing her soul in this new album. She hasn't made an album in 15 years. I don't know.
I hope it works.
Yeah, she seems like a nice gal.
She does. I hope it works for her.
I don't know. It just feels so coattailish. You know, like Taylor Swifty.
Because everyone does that, right?
Yeah.
It just feels like she's past her prime.
Oof.
When it comes to her career.
Well, 15 years to be out of the music business.
Well, I'm just saying, it just seems like on a career, I'm talking about her career, it just seems like at some point, Madonna feels that way to me. If she came up with a new album, she just passed it, you know?
Well,
you had your era.
She actually is. She's remaking her first album, Madonna is.
Oh.
Madonna's a legend, though. Madonna's not even close to Jessica Simpson. Madonna can do whatever she wants for the rest of her life. Jessica Simpson is a harder draw, you know, as far as after 15 years, I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I think you have this window, and she's past that, I think.
So we'll see. She says it's an apology to herself for everything she did not deserve.
I hope it works.
I don't know. I watched a little bit of it. She was laying down some tracks, and she's really just getting into it, man.
You know, Britney Spears is that way to me, too. I think she had her window, and now it's over.
But you know whose window is not over?
Who?
Your favorite two bands have come together.
My two bands?
Yes.
My favorite two
Your
bands.
Your favorite two together. Bands on the planet.
Let's see. Who are my favorite? I don't know.
I just heard...
Nickelback and Creed?
Yes, Nickelback and Creed are together.
Yeah. Yes. Going to the show. Are they playing the Sphere?
Close. They're playing Troy, Wisconsin.
They're not playing the Sphere?
No, Troy, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. I got to go to Wisconsin to see Nickelback and Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Troy.
Nickelback and Creed will headline this year's Summer of 99 Festival at the theater. Ooh, it's a theater.
Oh.
At the theater in East Troy, Wisconsin.
I'm looking right now.
Look at this photograph.
That's an 18-hour drive.
You can do it.
I don't know. Roads are slick.
They say Daughtry's opening up for him.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, though? It would kind of be funny.
It would be epic.
Because you know all the songs.
Yeah.
Like, all the words to all the songs. It would be one of those things where you get the 1-800-RENT-AMERICA motorhome, you know, and you go
Road
with
trip.
All your friends.
Yeah. Yep. Road trip. Nickelback.
Which one sings the, I just heard
the news today. I think that's, I'm pretty sure that's Creed.
Arms wide open. Is it one of them?
It is Creed.
Okay,
yeah.
It's Creed.
Yeah.
Arms wide open. All right. I'm done with that. let's see here. Sunday's a big night for Carson. Woo!
Huge night.
Woo!
Let's go.
Why?
Yeah.
Suits LA.
Who?
Suits LA.
What is that?
It's a spinoff of Suits.
Oh.
LA? Suits LA.
Yeah.
It's the first season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Meghan Markle. No.
She's not in it?
No.
Oh.
She used to be a long, long time
ago. Yeah.
Okay.
She was great.
Right,
great in the first Suits. Great.
Great. So cool. Great. BJ, so
that
great.
That was
Suits
like
LA?
That was like the peak of her career.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Opening up that luggage was pretty cool.
Yeah, she was good at that.
Yeah, she had some Samsonite up there. Number 12.
Yeah.
All right, Suits LA is on NBC on Sunday night. And also, you forgot the other one you're really excited about, and that is the Baldwins.
The Baldwins on TLC.
Oh.
Yeah, that premieres.
It's a packed Sunday, people.
Yeah. Carson's got a lot to do.
Don't bother me. Don't call. Don't text.
You're in a zone. You're in a zone on Sunday.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show right after this. Right here, Miley, we will give away tickets to see The Weeknd.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.